Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 21, Instructions by Maharaj Prithu, Part 4, Verses 44 through 52. The Assembly congratulates King Prithu. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. After hearing King Prithu speak so nicely, all the demigods, denizens of Pitruloka, brahmanas, and saintly persons present at the meeting congratulated Prithu by expressing their goodwill. All of them declared the Vedic conclusion that one can conquer the heavenly planets by the action of a putra or son, and now it was being fulfilled. For the most sinful Vena, who had been killed by the curse of the brahmanas, was now delivered from the darkest region of hellish life by his son, Maharaj Prithu. For similarly, Hiranyakashipu, by dint of his sinful activities, always defied the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also entered into the darkest region of hellish life. But by the grace of his great son, Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu was also delivered and went back home, back to Godhead. All the saintly brahmanas thus addressed Prithu Maharaj. O best of the warriors, O father of this globe, may you be blessed with a long life, for you have great devotion unto Achyuta, the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of all the universe as well as its Bhartari, maintainer. Dear King Prithu, Pavitra Kirti, your reputation is the purest of all, for you are preaching the glories of Uttama Shloka Tama, the most glorified of all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, Lord of the Brahmanas, Brahmanyadeva. And since, due to our great fortune, we have you as our master, we think that we are living directly under the agency of the Supreme Lord. And so, our dear Lord, it is your occupational duty to rule over your citizens. And that is not a wonderful task for a personality like you, who are so affectionate in seeing to the interests of the citizens, because you are full of mercy. That is the greatness of your character. Today, you have opened our eyes and revealed how to cross the other side of the ocean of darkness. By our past deeds and by the arrangement of superior authority, we are entangled in a network of fruitive activities, and we have lost sight of the real destination of our lives. Thus, we have been wandering within the universe. Namo Vivriddha Satvaya Purushaya Mahiyase Yo Brahma Kshatram Adishya Vibharti Dung Svatejasa. Dear Lord, you are situated in your pure existential position of goodness. Therefore, you are the perfect representative of the Supreme Lord. And you are glorified by your own prowess, and thus you are maintaining the entire world by introducing Brahmanical culture and protecting everyone in your line of duty as a Kshatriya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. When a person speaks very nicely at a meeting, one is congratulated by the audience who expresses their goodwill with the words, Sadhu, Sadhu. This is called Sadhuvad. According to the Vedic version, there is a hellish planet called Put, and one who delivers a person from there is called Putra. Prahlad Maharaj is the topmost example of a Vaishnava who is always compassionate towards sinful persons suffering a hellish life within this material world. Krishna is therefore known as Para Dukha Dukhi Kripam Buddhi, or one who is compassionate towards others suffering and who is an ocean of mercy. Like Prahlad Maharaj, all pure devotees of the Lord come to this material world with full compassion to deliver the sinful. They undergo all kinds of tribulations, suffering them with tolerance, because that is another qualification of the Vaishnava who tries to deliver all sinful persons from the hellish conditions of material existence. Vaishnavas are therefore offered the following prayer. Vancha kalpata rubyascha kripa sindubya evacha patitanang pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. I offer respectful obeisances unto all Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone because they are just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls. Thus, the chief concern of a Vaishnava is to deliver the fallen souls. And another feature of the devotee or Vaishnava is that he or she lives forever because of one's infallible devotion to the Lord. It is said, Kirtir Yasya Sa Jivati, one who leaves behind a good reputation lives forever. Specifically, one who is reputed to be a devotee of the Lord undoubtedly lives forever. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya inquired, "What is the greatest reputation?" Ramananda replied that a person who is reputed as a great devotee has the greatest reputation. For the devotee not only lives forever in the Vaikuntha planets, but by one's reputation, he or she also lives forever within this material world. Since it is stated in the Vedas that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the maintainer and leader of all living entities, the king or executive head of the government must be a representative of the Supreme Person. Then a king can claim honor exactly like that of the Lord. Brahmanas should live by spreading knowledge and should therefore take contributions from their disciples, whereas a king should give protection to the citizens for their development to the highest standard of life, and the king can therefore levy taxes from them. Businessmen or mercantile men, because they produce foodstuffs for the whole society, can take a little profit from this, whereas the sudras, who cannot work as either brahmanas, kshatriyas, or vaishyas, should simply give service to the higher classes of society and be provided by them with a supply of the necessities of life. The symptom of a qualified king or political leader is mentioned herein. One must be very merciful and compassionate to the people and also see to their prime interest, which is to become elevated devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Karma Bhir Daiva Sangyatai are very significant. Due to the quality of our actions, we come to the association of the modes of material nature, and by superior arrangement, we are given a chance to enjoy the fruitive results of such activities in different types of bodies. And in this way, having lost sight of their destinations in life, all living entities are wandering in different species throughout the universe, sometimes getting birth in a lower species, and sometimes existence in higher planetary systems. Thus, we are all wandering since time immemorial. It is by the grace of the Spiritual Master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead that we get the clue of devotional life, and thus progressive success in our life begins. Here, this is admitted by the citizens of King Prithu. For in full consciousness they admit the benefit they have derived from the activities of Maharaj Prithu. The word Vridhasattvaya is significant. In the material world, there are three qualities, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. One has to be raised from the platform of ignorance to the platform of goodness by bhakti, devotional service. There is no other means for elevating one from the lowest stage of life to the highest stage other than the execution of devotional service. As advised in previous chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, one can raise him or herself from the lowest position to the highest simply by associating with devotees and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly from their mouths. Shrinvatang Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Pridyanta Stohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. When one engages in devotional service, in the first stages of hearing and chanting, Lord Krishna, who is in everyone's heart, helps the devotee in cleansing one's heart. In the gradual cleansing process, one is relieved of the influence of passion and ignorance and is situated on the platform of goodness. The result of association with the qualities of passion and ignorance is that one becomes lusty and greedy. But when one is elevated to the platform of goodness, then he or she is satisfied in any condition of life and is without lust and greed. This mentality indicates one's situation on the platform of goodness. Then one has to transcend this goodness and raise oneself to the stage of pure goodness known as Vivriddha Sattva, or the advanced stage of goodness. In this advanced stage of goodness, one can become Krishna conscious. Therefore, Maharaj Prithu is addressed herein as Vivriddha Sattva, or one who is situated in the transcendental position. But Maharaj Prithu, although situated in the transcendental position of a pure devotee, came down to the position of Brahmana and Kshatriya for the benefit of human society, and thus gave protection to the entire world by his personal prowess. Although Prithu was a king, a Kshatriya, because Prithu was Vaishnava, Prithu was also a Brahmana. And as a Brahmana, Prithu could give proper instructions to the citizens, and as a Kshatriya, Prithu could rightly give protection to all of them. Thus, the citizens of Maharaj Prithu were protected in all respects by such a perfect king. Recorded October 18, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Following is the song composed by Varuni Devi Dasi, based on the prayers by Queen Kunti.
When the battle was over and the Lord was ready to leave, someone approached his chariot and she began to plead. Lord, are you leaving us now? You know the time is not right. For now the enemy will surely come, simply looking for a fight. As the name and fame of everything finishes at death, so if you do not look on us, then there'll be nothing left. All the cities and villages flourish in every way, all because of your soothing glance you kindly throw each day. You are the son of Vasudev, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda and the cowherd men, the source of all that be. You're the master of the senses, invisible to all. Come to earth human form, and yet you never fall. Like the beauty of the lotus, your form has been compared with blackish skin and reddish lips and lots of curling hair. My Lord, you saved us every time we thought the end was near. But now I clearly understand there was no need to fear. I wish that all those dangers would happen over and over again, 'cause only then do I remember you and birth and death come to an end. So kindly sever my affection for my family and friends, for it is based on this bag of skin and not the soul within. So as the Ganges River flows unobstructed towards the sea, let my mind be fixed on you. I'm yours eternally. Oh, original person, you remain a mystery. You are the Almighty Lord, and I am.